Hello and welcome to the program. So glad that you have tuned in today. Golly. Oh, golly. We've got an awful lot to talk about today. You know what? I'm going to let you do a lot of the talking. I've got emails that people are very upset with me about what I said about Hillary Clinton yesterday. As soon as I get some audio, I'm going to play and make my point, but I've got to make it with audio. And I want you to you tell me where I'm wrong. When I said yesterday, Hillary Clinton sounds like the biggest nag on the planet. Sounds like the biggest nag on the planet. I never said that Hillary Clinton, excuse the language, I never said that Hillary Clinton was a bitch. I said she sounded like one. It has nothing to do with her policies, has nothing to do with her personality, has nothing to do with what she's actually saying. And I have a piece of audio that I'm going to share with you in a few minutes where it is, I agree with what she's saying. I believe I've actually said the things that she's saying. And yet, I can't take it. Blood shoots out of my eyes. There's something about her voice that just grates on me. And I believe, Stu, I would like an expert on Monday. I want a vocal expert on Monday. Somebody that could tell me the vocal range that she's in. Somebody that could do the voice pattern stuff. Tell me what it is, because it is her voice, and I believe she could be trained to not use it. Me, personally, I would just say, shut up. But she can be trained to bring her voice down.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like that high, it's like that crunching glass sort of, like, combined with a female voice.
It's horrible.
It just has that grating sort of sound.
It's horrible.
But you're an evil hate monger, so whatever.
I know I am. Now, here's somebody who I don't think sounds like a nag, but is one. And that's Rosie O'Donnell. Do we have the audio of Rosie O'Donnell? Listen to this. This is yesterday. Listen to this.
This man right here, whose name is Khalid Shaikh Mohammed. There's his picture. And this man
has... He's attractive, isn't he?
Well, yeah. He has apparently admitted to over 29 things that he says that he was solely responsible for. He did this confession while he's at Guantanamo. He was arrested and put in the care of the United States in March 2003. He was then in a secret CIA prison, and then he was brought to Guantanamo, and then he confessed without reporters being present and without privy to a lawyer.
I think
the man has been in custody of the American government in secret CIA torture prisons in Guantanamo Bay, where torture is accepted and allowed, and he finally is the guy who admits to doing everything.
Stop. Stop. Do you hear this? Do you hear this, America? I just want to make this very, very clear. This is ABC television. This is The View with Barbara Walters. Every day you get a dose of this. This woman's opinion of the United States. Do you notice that it's in the custody of the American government, not our government? The American government with contempt. She has more contempt for the United States of America than the guy who was the number two guy of Al Qaeda. And look, if you want to have that opinion, you can have that opinion in America. Have that opinion. You're wrong. You're stupid. You are uninformed. But you can have that opinion. But God forbid, you have the opinion that is opposite of that. God forbid in this country, ABC, NBC, CBS, anyone allows someone with the opposite point of view and a big enough mouth to make that every day. God forbid they allow them to have an hour of television. Nationwide mainstream television. God forbid that ever happens. But you'll put Rosie O'Donnell on ABC. You'll put Keith Olbermann now with specials on NBC. You've got Katie Couric and her embedded news on CBS. Where is the other side? Where is the mainstream other side? It doesn't exist. Why? Because it's not politically correct.
The tactic is noted in that when these shows come, I mean, and she's not out there. I don't think of her as someone who's hiding the fact that
she's liberal.
Not. She doesn't say it, but that's
Katie
not really
Couric
her role.
Katie Couric is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different role. She's out there. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell's just stupid. She's out there blabbing her mouth at 100 million miles an hour. She has no idea what she's talking about. Where Katie Couric probably really does look into this stuff and believes it. And there's a difference there. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell's just crazy. I don't think that's why they have ratings on that show, because she's nuts.